I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. And the topic of tonight's show will be, what is ET Yoga? And before we get into that, I'd like to give a small disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. Now, moving on to kind of a backdrop or sort of a setting to begin the explanation about the concept of ET Yoga, I'd like to state the following with reference to a certain philosophical position. That first, you're a non-physical consciousness that is experiencing a physical reality. That you're here on Earth at this time because you chose to be. That you were created in the image of the Creator, and your essential essence is unconditional love, and the experience of ecstasy is your birthright. You always have free will and the freedom to choose. Anything you can imagine is possible for you to experience. You can attract your life experience through the interaction of your strongest beliefs, emotions, and actions. Excitement is the physical translation of the vibrational resonance that is your true core natural being. You are naturally abundant, and your choices are supported by creation. And a definition sort of ascension is the acceleration of your vibratory frequency to another level. And those are primarily concepts that come from Bashar. And for those not familiar with Bashar Esasani, now called the Shakina, that are a civilization that actually came about because of the hybrid situation and abduction scenario from the combination of gray and human. And they were one of the successful branches that came about as a result of those experiments. And Daryl Anka channels Bashar. And amazing information. So if you haven't heard about Bashar, and you can always find out more information there at www.bashar.org. And that's B-A-S-H-A-R. Now, also, with respect to ET Yoga, I'd like to share some interesting takes on some definitions of some words that may or may not be used in the same context as we'll be using them on ET Yoga. Number one is the word anxiety. And anxiety is the energy of excitement but filtered through a belief in something undesirable or unpreferred. Doubt. Doubt is not a lack of trust. It is a total trust in an undesirable or unpreferred reality. You do not need to develop trust, since you are always 100% totally trusting in something. You need only to focus your trust on a preferred reality rather than an unpreferred one. Excitement. Excitement is the energy that occurs when one is in resonance with their own higher self. This is a signal from your higher self, which always honors your free will, to encourage you to act more in that particular direction. Excitement can therefore be used as a compass heading to move and act in the direction that your higher self hopes you will move for your highest joy. If you follow your excitement consistently, you'll end up fulfilling your life's purpose. Failure. Failure is giving up on your intention. As long as you do not give up your intention, failure does not occur. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is not an action. It is the cessation or stopping of the continuous action of continuously blaming someone for something. Since blaming requires energy and forgiveness is the stopping of this action of blaming, it actually is easier to forgive than to continually blame another. So be lazy. Forgive. Hope. Hope implies doubt. It suggests you are holding a belief that there is a significant possibility of not achieving your desired result. Integrity. Integrity is the automatic result of sensing and knowing that you are part of the whole universe. Since the universe is holographic, each part contains the whole. Everything and everyone is really you. When one realizes this, then automatically one treats others with the respect and consideration that they themselves would want to receive. Negative. That which separates or polarizes, as opposed to positive, which unifies and integrates. Positive. That which unifies and integrates and creates oneness, as opposed to negative, which creates separation. Trust. Trust is the same as what you believe. You are always totally trusting in something. There is never a lack of trust. So the only relevant issue here is, where are you placing your trust? The word try implies you are keeping the back door open for failure. The word try presumes you are believing that there is a large possibility of not achieving your goal. Trying to do something is totally different than doing that something. Habit. People think that a habit is something they do on a regular basis that they become aware of. But in ET terms and ET yoga terms, once you're aware of a habit, that's the end point. As if you continue after you are aware of it, it isn't a habit, it's a choice. So I offer those definitions as kind of a backdrop for the whole concept about what is ET yoga. And I appreciate that some of those definitions aren't exactly what the mainstream usage would be. Now, in talking about ET yoga, of course, the main connection here, the words ET and yoga, over the course of all the years that I've been doing ET yoga, I've never tried to convince anybody of the presence of extraterrestrials because, frankly, I don't think that's the point. The point really is the amazing information that's been handed down through multiple channels and also firsthand contact with extraterrestrial or extraterrestrial information, and that amazing information that's already been passed down to us. And that's really the point of ET yoga, because it's about enhancing the yoga teachings. And for those that are new to this program, the word yoga really means union of you and your higher self. And thus the connection of ET and yoga, meaning that it's extraterrestrial information combined with the teachings of yogic masters that enables us to achieve a oneness with our higher self. And on a spiritual journey, back in the old days, Baba Ram Das used to say that it's all about the planting of the seed. So the planting of the seed really is when a person realizes that there are higher levels of consciousness and that you also have the capacity to attain those higher levels. That's the planting of the seed. And after the seed is planted, well, there's really no going back, because once you know that, what else are you going to do? You can't make believe you don't know it. And the seed grows at the rate it grows. And if this was analogous to a baseball game, that'd be called getting yourself on first base. So the planting of the seed, and I'm sure that listeners to ET Yoga, vast majority of the listeners know exactly what I'm referring to, because you got to be a frequency match for listening to the show. And if you're a frequency match for listening to ET Yoga, hey, my hat's off to you, and I appreciate very much the higher consciousness that's involved with our audience. And I'd like to say that the idea of mixing ET and yoga just seemed so natural, even though to some people the word yoga, they only think of it in terms of the Hatha yoga, which is a small branch of yoga, which involves the asanas and pranayamas. And certainly as far as a combination of yogic teaching, I certainly recommend Hatha yoga. And of course, on a radio show, not really able to do that one. But you can find lots of places where they teach the Hatha yoga, which really helps keep the spine flexible and actually helps you maintain good health. And certainly a deep breathing program such as pranayamas are also very important with respect to hyperoxygenating the system. And actually, in reference to this whole concept of the ET and yoga, to me they just make a perfect match. Now, my personal background is with the teachings of Sri Ramana Maharshi, Baba Ram Das, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchidananda. And certainly at the root of all those teachings is the concept of enlightenment. And we're not talking about enlightenment here like it's analogous to the age of enlightenment. We're talking about enlightenment with reference to developing nirvikalpa samadhi, states of bliss consciousness, attaining a oneness with your higher self, and a multitude of other definitions that people might like to use to define spirit. However, the New Age extraterrestrial information has given much added information with respect to the nature of reality and the function of the human body. And we're now learning that consciousness is not in the brain, that consciousness is the energy field that most of us would call the aura. We're also learning not only about the seven vortexes or chakras inside the body, but also five outside the body, which correspond to the 12 strands of DNA that our creators had in mind. It's also interesting to note the correspondence between the 12 chakras, the 12 strands of DNA, and the amount of brain we utilize. And much of the self-empowering information over the last 25 or 30 years from extraterrestrials has been about the power of thought and intention. And quantum physics discoveries have been supporting this information. And we're beginning to understand that it is our frequency that interfaces with the morphogenetic field and creates the outer experience we have in 3D. And science has also discovered a neural network in the heart area that's 5,000 times stronger than the brain frequency. And it actually emits an energy field that is measurable about 10 feet from the body, and thus also reinforcing the Bashar information that state of being is of most importance. Now, if someone were to ask me in its most simplified form, you know, what's ET yoga all about? I would say the core of ET yoga is that thought creates, or another way to state that would be that belief creates. Or another way to state it would be that you have to be a frequency match for what you experience. And that's the essence of extraterrestrial yoga. And when we look at some of the most recent quantum physics experiments, the one that to me is the most fascinating is the, you know, the concept of a holographic universe. They have basically equated our experience with being inside a giant computer program because it virtually operates the same way. But the fascinating thing is that although that we basically live in a giant holographic computer program, what's the energy of the computer program? It's consciousness. And everything has consciousness, the trees and the nature and minerals and rocks, and everything has a consciousness. And as well, what they've learned is that the language of recognition of the computer program is belief. And I always like to use the analogy that the placebo effect, the way that is used with respect to medical experiments, where someone takes a sugar pill that actually cures them of something when in all logic it should have zero effect. And when we look at why the placebo works, it works because of one reason, because we believe it works. And unfortunately, people have tended to confine that concept strictly to the medical area with respect to testing and belief. But in point of fact, that same concept works in every area of your life. What you believe is your strongest belief becomes your external reality. And for virtually the entire recorded history of mankind, we've been, you know, unaware of some of the basic concepts about the world we live in. And the primary idea here is that our thoughts, intentions, beliefs, definitions, and emotions create the outer experience. And actually, they provide us with a perfect mirror. And ideas have come up now that you cannot experience what you're not the vibration of, you cannot perceive what you do not contain, and focus on you want and not on what you don't want. And we as a species are learning to take responsibility for our outer experience. And I think this is really, really important, taking responsibility for our outer experience, because what it does, it just frees you up from blame. And instead of blaming others for your experiences, you take responsibility, at least as a co-creator. And the other thing that we learn is that there's three sort of signposts about when you become in victim consciousness, and one of those is blame, the other is complaint, and the other is justification of your circumstance. So anytime you find yourself in either blaming, criticizing, or justifying your circumstance, know that you are entering into the arena of victimhood. Other amazing ideas have come forth to help us understand the world that we experience. And one of those is that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning, as all outer circumstances are inherently neutral. And that's another, I think, a really powerful realization that connects deeply with the whole concepts and philosophies of ET Yoga. It's actually really fundamental, and in terms of explaining ET Yoga to someone else, the first thing after I would mention that, you know, thought creates, belief creates, that you need to be a frequency match for what you experience, that the next area to start looking at is certainly being aware that we place definitions on outer circumstances. They don't come with a built-in meaning. And when we make those definitions, it's those definitions that create an emotional response. And it's also imperative that we put positive spin on outer circumstances and create a positive experience. And the formula there is quite simple, that when you place positive emotional spin in, you create a positive experience. When you place a negative emotional spin on an event or outer circumstance, it creates a negative experience. Though that set of circumstances did not come with a set of built-in reactions, or it's just incredible to me that the people that I've challenged to try this in their daily lives, they start to get it. And once you get it, what you find out is that it actually does work. And to me, this is a real point of power, because what you start to realize is that how self-empowering you can be. And maybe you don't, you know, you're not obliged to take on the same spin that everybody else does, kind of like the whole scenario around 2012 and all the doom and gloomers about all the catastrophic scenarios that were supposed to have happened. You know, maybe they did on, you know, in some timeline, but whatever timeline this one is, it didn't happen. And I think the idea here being is that you can't have an event like a coin that doesn't have two sides. You can't have an event that's totally negative. You can't have one that's totally positive. They both coexist. They may be in a ratio of 100 to 1, but both possibilities exist. There's something good that can come from any outer circumstance. And the idea being is to maximize your life experience by creating the experience of creating that positive side of things. And I would say that, same as Bashar, that one of the primary goals of the rational thinking mind is to place positive spin on outer circumstances. And many people are starting to catch on to these concepts and appreciate that they do work. And it's also true that the extraterrestrials have sort of given us a nickname of masters of denial. And it's truly amazing sometimes to see that the truth's all around, but only a certain number of people see it. And it's just a fact that we learn at the rate we learn, and until we're ready, we don't hear the information. And as Ram Dass would say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And more people are cluing into the fact that the whole world is your teacher. In fact, Sri Swami Satchidananda used to say a lot that if you believe you'll become enlightened, you'll become enlightened, and the whole world is your teacher. Two very important concepts. A couple other ones he used to say was, make no appointment and you'll have no disappointment. The sorrow is what you borrow. And he was very, very big on the whole concept of keeping your peace. Because if you lose your peace, then you're of no use to yourself and no use to others, and that peace can expand out into infinity. Now, in addition to a philosophical moral base, ET Yoga believes in the concept of prime creator, God, all that is, cosmic consciousness, or any label that the individual feels comfortable with in trying to define the infinite. And the ancient yoga practices of the pranayamas and the asanas were designed to keep the body in good health. In addition, the foundation of health also, in my estimation, the way to do it is to follow Bashar's his basic foundations of good health, and that begins with pure water and working towards a vegan diet, getting exercise, lightening of the stress on a daily basis, and detoxification of the body. These are just fundamental to form the foundation of health. And so pure water, and I appreciate that depending on a person's financial situation, this is more or less of a challenge. So, you know, everybody has to, you know, temper. But I personally, from my point of view, the first thing I do any place that I ever move to, my first priority is to find good water. And when I lived in Europe, I actually used to go about every 10 days up in the mountains and get underground spring-fed water. That was just amazing. In America, I have a Berkey filter. I even have a Pro-Pure filter on my shower. I personally am very I'm sensitive to fluoride. I will not drink tap water. And I appreciate, and I know a lot of people in America, they don't drink any water at all. They just drink juices and pop and other things that, to my way of thinking, are not very healthy. They say that even the average American has something like 30 teaspoons of sugar a day. I mean, this is just incredible. In my world, the primary focus wherever I am is to establish a pure water system, and by any means possible, that's the number one thing on my list. So if I'm trying to save money up for something, first thing I'm trying to save my money up for is a water filter, because well, as Dr. Pete Peterson has stated at an interview on Project Camelot, in his opinion, the reason they put chlorine in the water is they didn't have pension monies, and so instead of that, they gave us chlorine, and I guess it wasn't doing the job fast enough, so they put fluoride in. I think that I would concur with his assessment. Fact is, pure water is just so important. In fact, I have heard Palladian information state that if you place positive emotional spin on even tap water, that you can, you know, neutralize a lot of those negative effects and make it palatable. But if you did the same thing with pure water, it'd even be better. And the other thing that we know about water now, especially from these studies from Masaru Emoto, is that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. So to me, this is huge, because, you know, our bodies are mostly water as well. And so clearly our emotional state is reflected in our body through our emotions. And the emotional impact of energy on water is it changes the molecular structure of water. That's why I like to use yogic symbols, crop circles, play Bach and Beethoven, Mozart music around water, because these effects have been shown to have a beneficial impact on our DNA. Water, to me, is just, I know, it's an amazing substance, and I feel very fortunate to have a good source of water. Oxygenation, of course, and pranayamas, or yogic breathing exercises, I highly recommend. In fact, I offer these on my website at etyoga.com, as well as complete instruction on meditation from Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if you're interested in learning about some yogic breathing exercises, you can find them quite affordably there at the website. Everybody realizes the importance of the lack of or lightening of stress, or trying to reduce stress as much as possible in your daily lives. We all know about the importance of getting exercise and the importance of working towards a vegan diet. as Teal Scott has indicated, you know, eating meat does lower your frequency aside from other issues. And I appreciate people can't just jump into being vegans, but that's something that I would highly recommend, is working towards a totally vegan diet. And the last one in terms of the basics of good health would be the body detoxification. And experiments from Dr. Schultz in California at the American Botanical Pharmacy and Bashar have both indicated that about 85% of all physical symptoms disappear with thorough body detoxification, and also with that in coordination with taking the essential nutrients, which the American Botanical Pharmacy also sells, which is called superfood. So that's the basis. Now, there's a couple of other things that I think are kind of like running a race with 200-pound weights tied to your ankles. And I think it's the best idea with respect to your overall health and also your spiritual growth to pay attention to these two areas. And one is trying to distance yourself from the medical system, and the second being distancing yourself as much as possible from television. Like, these are just two big handicaps in my point of view. I take the same philosophy as Dr. Schultz from California, that as you get hit by an 18-wheeler, get sewn up and then get the H out of there. That's just a word of, it's a word of advice. Not to mention that with respect to the area of television, even the Pleiadians have mentioned to us that modern technology is one of the weapons designed for frequency control, and they highly recommend to get rid of your TV set. I appreciate that they're in pretty much every home in America and all over the world, but the fact is that it's the primary tool to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis, and the technology is so finely tuned that we even respond subliminally to disease via the television. And if you look around, what you're going to see in our society is a total escalation of disease. Not to mention that it promotes a sedentary and obese lifestyle. It is really, really advantageous, as far as I'm concerned, not to listen to the news, the radio, the newspaper, all that kind of stuff. You hear about all that anyway. And if you can get totally media-free, you start to get clear about things. It's a huge, huge benefit to your spiritual growth. Not to mention, in my opinion, as a healer, that if you're really attempting to heal someone, it's just highly difficult if they're watching 35, 40 hours of television a week. Television lowers the frequency of the immune system as well, and all the other aspects of it put together make it quite difficult. As I said, those two areas, television and the medical system, are like trying to run a race with weights tied to your ankles. So that's my advice. Now, in addition, I guess, you know, we're bombarded by a host of chemical cocktails and pesticides in the food and sprayed in the air and radiated food and biogenetic food and fluoridated water, unnecessary vaccines, a host of products containing ingredients that, in my opinion, are not in the best interest of humans. So, you know, I wish everyone, you know, their own personal best in trying to overcome some of these issues, and I appreciate that money is a factor for people. I do highly recommend organic food, and I do believe, and I've been heard the arguments before, that yes, there's nothing really totally organic out there, but when I break open an orange and there's no juice, or cut a tomato and there's no juice, then personally I know that there's something wrong. And I guess I look at it as the better choice, not to be too gross here, but if someone was going to pee in your glass, do you want them to pee a little bit or a lot? Personally, I'll take the little bit. It's a better choice. And also, I do know that some people do complain about the cost of organic food, and I appreciate that if grapes are $9 a pound or tomatoes are $8 a pound, that maybe that's not the season you want to be buying them from any kind of place like Whole Foods that sells organics. Maybe you'll pick some other items to eat, but when I go to places like Publix or to Walmart, and I notice people going through the checkout lines, and they got 24 cases of Coca-Cola and 10 bags of chips and this, that, and the other thing. I've seen many shows that have actually proven that these people, for the same amount of money they spent on what they bought, they could have bought organic food. And like I said, it's just like in the medical situation. There's some people that just don't have no choice but to be involved with medical. In my opinion, it's the main benefit is emergency only. It's kind of like if you know how to fix your car, you take care of it yourself. If you're self-empowered, you can take care of what you need to take care of. There's a cure for everything in a natural way. You don't need the system. And I've distanced myself from the medical system for about 20 years, and all this talk about medical and health care and all this other kind of stuff, you couldn't give me Obamacare. Thank you very much. I'll pay the fine. Don't want it. And with respect to food, you do the best you can with what monies you have. But I think the main thing here is the knowledge and the intent. And if you've got the knowledge that you'd like to improve the quality of your food, and you kind of look around to do that rather than kind of taking that opinion that, oh, well, everything's garbage anyway, so what's the difference? Well, in my opinion, there is a big difference. Now, among these other additives and things are, aspartame and MSG, monosodium glutamate, and its variety of names. I guess here there's about 18 different names for that one. There's a host of chemicals that are contained in all the women's cosmetics. I really would recommend, check out Google search and find out what exactly it is you're putting on your face and skin, especially many sunscreen products, which actually increase the creation and rapidity of cancer. And as a rule of thumb, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your body. And as an antidote to all of these products, we have the discovery of monatomics, which I've discussed at length on ET Yoga. Things like almond oil, grapeseed oil, flaxseed oil, olive oil should be explored. And if you're interested in rejuvenating your skin, they all contain monatomics. And I recommend sesame oil as a sun protector and get plenty of sunlight. As the vitamin D from sunlight is your best protection against cancer, it's also the ignition switch to the entire immune system. And argan oil is the only product that I know is proven to reduce wrinkles. And you can get a fairly good supply of monatomics just from a vegan diet. And as a general rule, keep some sea salt handy for mouthwashes and use at the dinner table. It actually lowers blood pressure. Some other products that I recommended over the course of time are the Pau D'Arco tea, the juice from the aloe vera plant mixed with honey for stomach issues, colloidal silver, miracle mineral supplement by Jim Humble, and Egyptian healing rods. And I appreciate that, everybody has certain things that work for them, and I'm not saying this is by any means a complete list, but I don't mind sharing with you certain things that that I always have handy. One of the, of course, pure water is at the top of my list. I always have around now a bit of iodine. I take a couple drops of iodine every morning. I also have organic crystal sulfur. If you look at since 1954, which apparently when sulfur pretty much became extinct and as far as in the soils of our environment in North America, you'll notice the rise of all the diseases jumped about 2,000%, and they're still climbing. So it would appear that all of us have some sort of sulfur deficiency. I do take organic sulfur. I always have Pau D'Arco tea on hand. It's also called Tahibo tea. For those that are looking for some research information about Powdarko tea, I would say go to my website, etyoga.com. There's an ad there on the main page, and it's about there is a cure for cancer, and it's from Earl B. Hall. Earl sells a very high-quality Powdarko tea. And Powdarko tea is, in my opinion, amazing. And I always have Powdarko tea handy. The aloe vera plant, I always have at least one large aloe vera plant. I've mentioned a few times on the show that you can take a slip of the aloe vera and cut it, take the juice, some of the pulp out. And although it tastes awful, you mix it with honey, you don't hardly taste it. It's high content of rhodium. Rhodium's great for things like against radiation, cancer, all kinds of stuff. It's monatomics, and it's high spin electron, and it reprograms DNA. I always have handy baking soda. I always try to have bentonite clay on hand. I'm always looking for, you know, Himalayan salt, sea salt. I've never used in a decade. I haven't used any kind of regular table salt because I find it just so inferior to sea salt in every way. I try to eat lots of organic garlic, and it's important that it's organic garlic. The bentonite clay is another big one, and this is something that I highly recommend. I buy it online. I try to buy a good quality bentonite clay, mix it with water and swallow it, and it helps quite a bit with removing metals from the system. And I have heard some amazing stories with women's groups that had autistic children. And apparently, not only by taking bentonite clay internally and also bathing in bath waters that are between 99 and 103 degrees, of course, ideally in not in a cesspool of fluoride, but with a filter on your shower or whatever to make the bath as less toxic as possible. And putting the bentonite clay in with the hot bath, as well as taking it internally. Apparently, there was one group of women, eight women started a group. The group's no longer going now because all the kids were cured from autism. Interesting, too, the connection between the metals that are in vaccines and the problems that these metals cause with respect to the ability for the immune system to function. So those are some big ones that I try to keep handy. I've done some research about the women's cosmetics, and apparently in the course of the year, most women put about 5 pounds of toxins into their system from cosmetics. I know certain things like natural soaps, cold-pressed vegetable oils, like I said, these argan oils. There's lots of products out there that are very beneficial to your face. And by the way, I discovered a new one actually this year. It's called an alum crystal, A-L-U-M crystal. Using that now as a deodorant because all the deodorants are highly toxic. I do use Egyptian healing rods. I can do a whole show on Egyptian healing rods. It's like taking an hour of acupuncture every day. They're a little pricey, so I appreciate that for some people that's maybe not an option. They're about $300. I bought some years ago. Really think they're a great idea. And you can check that out, you know, with some kind of a Google search. So those are some of the things that, you know, on a daily basis that I keep handy. They're not all that expensive for the most part. I find that to be really a big help. I find that detoxing once a year is kind of like car maintenance. It's like you're going to change the oil in your car, know to keep that engine good. Doing a thorough detox, head to colon, is a great idea for maintaining the health of the body. And there's an old saying that there is no yoga if you have boga or ill health. So taking care of the physical body is your first responsibility, and primary responsibility of the rational mind is to place a positive spin on outer circumstances. And it, emotionally, it's very favorable to let go of the past and get out of the name and blame. The simple fact is that judgment and selfishness are at the root of all of our problems in life, and it's dysfunctional emotions that are the root cause of all disease. Grounding yourself in the positive emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion will raise your frequency and assist with the development of your DNA. And as Archangel Michael has said, compassion is the energy that allows you to feel the path of others as if it were your own, for indeed it is. For you are all one in your state of love and perfection. But as you live on the earth plane, you experience the blessing of individual consciousness, so you are able to exercise compassion with love and bless the path and beings of all who come into your life. For there's a reason for everything that you experience, for you are all one. Gratitude is the mirror image of the divine. For when you can look at all that you have created in your life and say that it is good, then you are truly working with the perfection of who you are. And when you express gratitude, then your words and feelings flow to heaven as a blessing that flows back to you with more blessings and love. And I know that there's many people that when they get up in the morning, first thing that they're thinking about is developing a little bit of time there to express gratitude. And gratitude, as it so turns out, is also the frequency that creates a coherence between heart and brain, which then allows you to bounce your intentions, beliefs, and your visualizations off the universal intelligence field and helps with reality creation. It's also true that we in ET Yoga support the idea of self-empowerment. And as you become more self-empowered, you also see a direct relation to the ability of healing both yourself and others. It's sort of like if you can fix your car, you probably won't take it to get repaired. Of course, there are times when emergencies or other situations occur where we need to depend on the skills of others. Unfortunately, in the modern world, too many organizations do not have our best interests at heart with respect to their services, products, and procedures, but are motivated by profit or power. And ET Yoga takes the position that we are all spiritual beings having a human incarnation. You are in charge of you. And just like a pitcher in a baseball game who takes the recommendations of the catcher for the next pitch, the final result will be on the pitcher's record, not the catcher's. So don't be afraid to follow your instincts. As I say, you're in charge of you. And your connections with your higher self and your body, you know, listen to your body. It's going to tell you what it needs, and it's going to tell you, you know, things that you don't want to be taking. And the body is an amazing, amazing healing machine. And I'd like to say that when you channel energy that's in alignment with your higher self, then the emotions will be joy and excitement. And when you're channeling energy through ideas that are not in alignment with your higher self, that's when you start getting into the negative emotions and negative feelings. And I think it would be certainly appropriate at this time to mention that with respect to techniques, ET Yoga has a focus basically on the Hari Om mantra. So the Hari Om, you'll notice when I usually start the show, it's usually Hari Om, everybody. It can be used as a greeting. It can be used as in different pitches, in different tones. It can be said verbally. It can be said mentally. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om is a popular method. As well, Om Shanti. Om Shanti basically means peace. And for those not familiar with the Om vibration, it's been even discovered by NASA. It's the sound that the of the sun. So Om Shanti. and the Pleiadian pillar of light and spinning techniques, I think, are highly, highly valuable. And this involves, of course, the spinning of the chakras and also the visualization of light entering in through all of your chakra system. And also, there's some variations off that. I have actually given those on the ET Yoga show. And I find that the techniques that I mentioned, I've kind of limited them to about five or six. The Vichara being one of those, that was the Who Am I technique, as taught by Ramana Maharshi. And I find that one to be highly, highly powerful. Also, the Merkaba technique as it relates to ascension, I find is another one, because back in the Atlantean days, our Merkabas were activated, and after the fall there and disconnect with our higher selves, most of the people on the planet even forgot they even had a higher self, and definitely weren't aware they have a Merkaba. But we all have a Merkaba. Every object that's on this planet has a Merkaba field. It's also my sort of visualization of when the Earth ascends to the next dimension. The Merkaba, you can think of it as the pyramidal-shaped energy field around you, that two interlacing pyramids, one point with the apex pointing down, one pointing up, and intertwined, representing counter-rotating tetrahedrons. And when these counter-rotating tetrahedrons rotate faster than the speed of light, what's inside those counter-rotating tetrahedrons moves on to the next dimension. And I personally see that's how the Earth ascension will occur, that there is a large, obviously, large tetrahedron surrounding the Earth, and when those tetrahedrons counter-rotate in a balanced way at the appropriate speeds, this planet will be in another dimension. So that's my take on it. I'm sure everybody has their own special take, sort of like experiencing higher levels of consciousness. It's kind of like the cup takes the shape of the ocean, because the mind can't totally comprehend the infinite, so we define it in a way that we can understand. And of course, one of the doozies that has come about over the course of time is the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation that's came about through Bashar. You hear it at the end of my program, sort of my version of it, but it's kind of you know, the whole idea came from certainly from Bashar. Now, while we're talking about ET and yoga, would like to share with you a couple of stories, short ones, from some of my teachers. And the first one comes from Ramana Maharshi. It's a story that in Hindu marriage functions, the feasts often continue for 5 or 6 days, and on one of those occasions, a stranger was mistaken for the best man by the bride's party, and they therefore treated him with special regard. And seeing him treated with special regard by the bride's party, the bridegroom's party considered him to be some man of importance and related to the bride's party, and therefore they too showed him special respect. And the stranger had altogether a happy time of it. He was also all along aware of the real situation, and on one occasion the groom's party wanted to refer to him on some point, and so they asked the bride's party about him. Immediately, he sensed trouble and made himself scarce. So it is with the ego. If you look for it, it disappears, and if not, it continues to give trouble. Interesting one, a story from Ramana Maharshi. A couple of interesting quotes from Paramahansa Yogananda, that persistence guarantees that results are inevitable. And the secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. Live quietly in the moment and see the beauty of all before you, the future will take care of itself. That would be Yogananda. And from my old teacher, Baba Ram Dass, who I first learned the Who Am I technique from, that was originally created by Sri Ramana Maharshi. But from Ram Dass, we have that the most exquisite paradox is, as soon as you give it all up, you can have it all. And as long as you want power, you can't have it. But the minute you don't want power, you'll have more than you ever dreamed possible. Remember, we are all affecting the world in every moment, whether we mean to or not. Our actions and states of mind matter because we are so deeply interconnected with one another. Working on our own consciousness is the most important thing that we are doing in any moment, and being love is the supreme creative act. And I should probably mention that for some people, especially those a little bit overweight, and they hear the word yoga, don't think that you can't do yoga because you can't get in a lot of contorted postures. In fact, Sri Swami Satchidananda used to say that, you know, yoga is more about standing on your own 2 feet than it is standing on your head. Although, he also did mention that if you wanted to kind of skip all the asanas or all the more difficult postures, if you could just develop doing the headstand and do a 10-minute headstand, it's the king of all asanas and it replaces everything else. So that's a good tip for those that are interested in that aspect. Should also point out that Bashar has always stated that there's only two objective facts. One is the universe was created with unconditional love, and second, we have consciousness. And after that, it's all pretty much subjective. So in sort of conclusion for tonight's show, I would like to mention a few words about my website at etyoga.com. Etyoga.com was designed with the thought in mind that if someone wanted to go someplace and learn about meditation, learn about breathing techniques, get information that teaches them how to do some of these major techniques such as the Merkaba, the Vichara, the Who Am I technique, mantra meditation with Hari Oms, the pillar of light and spinning techniques from the Pleiadians, and also the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation that was taught by Bashar, that these can all be found on the website. And as well as there are my ebooks, which contain a lot of information that I'm not sure you can maybe find it. You could probably find it out there someplace, but my initial ebooks took me years to develop. Took thousands of hours of research, and most currently, my new book is out called The ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, the True Nature of Reality, and it's $9.95 available from my website. And I'd also like to express the fact that if you have comments about ET Yoga, positive or negative, I'm interested in your comments. I'm also interested if you have programs that you'd like me to a subject matter that's really of interest to you and you'd like me to do it on ET Yoga, I'm very responsive to emails that I receive. You can find my email at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper as in paper, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. Or you can go to etyoga.com and go to the contact button, hit the contact button, and contact me that way with any of your questions or concerns. And as usual, I would like to wish everybody the best in their pursuit of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And from what I understand, we will now hear the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, and have yourself a great evening.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side and front and back 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 and side and front and back and side and front and back until you get used to the idea, and then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension. A new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.